Box.
Thanks for tuning in to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly letters program. Prior to last weekend's European elections, the Czech Cardinal Miloslav Vlk called on Czechs not to vote for politicians who had brought down the previous Czech government. He was referring, by implication, mainly to the Social Democratic Party and the Communists, who backed a no-confidence vote in the government in the middle of the Czech presidency of the EU, a move which Cardinal Vlk described as irresponsible. Jaroslav B. Tusek from the United States responded to the Cardinal's appeal with a message titled, "Thank you, Cardinal."
I agree with Cardinal Vlk that it is essential not to support destructive political elements in the Czech Republic. President Havel and his associates have been working diligently for many years to establish at least some level of respect and positive image abroad for the young Czech democracy. Their efforts have been thwarted by those who brought down the Czech government by supporting a no-confidence vote before the completion of the Czech presidency of the EU. Unfortunately, the consequences on the Czech reputation abroad are perhaps even more severe and devastating than those of the infamous Battle of White Mountain, which occurred near Prague in November of 1620. Therefore, I completely agree with Cardinal Vlk about not backing those responsible for this unfortunate and malevolent deed.
To what extent voters heeded the Cardinal's appeal is another matter. The Social Democrats secured over 22% of the vote and the Communist Party received over 14% of the vote in the European elections last weekend. Gavin Waters from Melbourne, Australia, who used to listen to Radio Prague back in his student days in New Zealand, has romantic memories of Prague and the Czech Republic.
This is the first time I have contacted Radio Prague from your website and the first time I listened live on my computer today, but it is by far not the first time I listened to Radio Prague. In 1993, I was able to take a long weekend in Prague with my wife. What an experience. You have a magical city there. Prague is rich in traditional architecture, and if I could influence anything in this world, I would like to ask you to preserve those beautiful old buildings, all of them. Those wonderful shapes of the facades and the paintings, Charles Bridge, but also the streets leading to it are, in my view, a World Heritage resource. I love Czech people. You have the same practical outlook as New Zealand people. You can still make do with almost nothing if you have to. You can make things with your hands. You are artistic and scientific all at once. You can mend things and keep them going, and yet you can also embrace the latest technical means too. You can still grow vegetables in your own gardens. Well, I will enjoy listening to some more programs now I have my computer working properly. Of course, I would rather visit. Please look after your beautiful city for me.
Well, thank you for all those compliments. And as for looking after the city, I guess we'll do what we can. Jerry Young from Austin, Texas, has also rediscovered Radio Prague.
As a young person in the 1960s, I was an avid shortwave listener, and I still have several QSL cards from Radio Prague from those days. I have recently discovered your programming on WRN and more recently on the Internet. It is such a pleasure to be able to hear about your country.
It is a pleasure to hear that our old-time listeners are finding their way back to us. And finally, SJ Agbula from Nigeria has this complaint.
I am an ardent listener to your programs. However, the way I was treated in the mystery person slot of the program last Sunday is embarrassing. My entry, a copy of which I just forwarded to you, was not aired at all. Why? I shall be expecting your response.
We certainly appreciate that you and your family are among regular contributors to Mailbox. In the program, however, we are severely limited by time, so only a tiny percentage of answers get quoted each month, and often they need to be shortened substantially. Therefore, we cannot guarantee anyone that his or her answer will be quoted. It is solely and exclusively up to Radio Prague what we decide to air. But we hope that won't discourage you from taking part in our regular quizzes. And this month we are looking for the name of a great promoter of the alternative medicine practice of hydrotherapy, who was born in 1799 in what is today the North Moravian spa town of Jeseník. We expect your answers at the usual address, english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 10099 Prague. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be announcing the overall winner as well as the runners-up of Radio Prague's annual listeners' competition, whose deadline passed on Friday. But next week, we'll be back with a regular mailbox program. Goodbye.